أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In Surah Al-Saff, this is Surah number 61. In Ayah 12, we looked at the consequences or the rewards for success. So if you believed in Allah and His Messenger, you strived hard in His way with your property and with yourselves to be able to reach your full potential and assist others to reach their full potential or their personal best, then Allah would forgive your faults and enter you into gardens which He calls Jannah, beneath which rivers flow, and these awesome places to live in, which are gardens of, as he calls it, perpetually, Adnin. Adnin is like Eden, forever. So he calls that a mighty achievement. So I'd just like to look at this concept of what is Jannah. It's not some remote land in the heavens with trees and rivers of honey and milk, silk clothes and lots of beautiful men and women for company. Those are metaphors, they're there. But Jannah in the Akhirah is in essence a gross manifestation of the Jannah we create here. It is in essence the divine precept of success. There are two English words which are often used to translate Jannah, paradise and heaven. So who are Ahlul Jannah? So Ahlul Jannah is a term used for those who manifest the qualities that divinity terms as successful, those who strive to reach their full potential. Whilst those who are in Jannah, who have already manifested their full potential, they're called Ashabul Jannah. So if we look at Surah Al-Hashr, which is Surah number 59, look at Ayah 20, Allah says, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. They are not alike, those who are the inmates of the fire and those who are the inmates of Jannah, of the garden. The inmates of Jannah, the dwellers of the garden, they are those who have achieved success. So first of all, let's look at some basic principles. There is no gender bias. The achievement of success is never beyond one's capacity. And news of Jannah is given at the point of death. Now, these are all references from the Quran. So if we look at the news of Jannah given at the point of death, let's look at Surah An-Nahl. This is Surah number 16, Ayah 32, where Allah says, الذين توفاهم الملائكة طيبين يقولون سلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. Those whom the angels caused to die in a good state, they will say to them, peace be upon you, enter Jannah for what you did. So what are the benchmarks from the Quran? Are we Ahlul Jannah? How do we gauge ourselves? It's all about measurement. So the first thing is to manifest belief through good deeds. And good deeds are acts of kindness that change lives of others for the better. Number two, they strive to achieve their goals. They do 110%, then they hand it over to Him. Number three, they have no arrogance. Number four, no ill feelings. Number five, no injustice. Six, they have certainty in the word of divinity. They do not hoard. They do not belittle others. Their total focus is on reaching their full potential until their last breath. They have a self-esteem. They're proud to be believers, to be those connected to divinity. They show humility to others. They're God-conscious. They have the ability to admit mistakes and to make a U-turn, which is called Tawbah. They have the ability to exude peace. They have this aura around them. They have total trust in Him. They love their work, so they make intelligent career choices. They're people-orientated. They're consistent. They recognize the rights of parents and children. They're very quick to ask forgiveness. In other words, they recognize errors and they're willing to change. They fulfill promises. They enrich others without expecting a tangible return. Now, all these have Quranic references and it'll be in the write-up that you have with this Q-byte. So in essence, how many boxes do we tick? We are our own witnesses and our own judges. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be Ahlul Jannah and eventually Ashabul Jannah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.